Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Somebody got an anniversary, huh? Somebody
for
on the
real?
Corner holding down the anniversary. You know what I mean?
Ah.
I'm gonna get that established. Get that established right now, early. I'm going to send a very, very special happy anniversary to my co-host and her co-host. Trees and Tang. And you know what? I didn't see. How many years is it exactly?
That we've been married?
Yeah. Married. Years of marriage.
Nine.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, but you know we've been look. We've been together since, what they say, forever, but just take off the four and just say ever.
Ever. And it ain't even spelled E-Z-E-R. It's E-V-A-A. Ever.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought about. Yeah. Ain't nothing like them ever relationships. So congratulations to you all.
Thank you.
Y'all forgive me. I'm fighting a little head cold here, you know, trying to bring that energy. So y'all make sure y'all bring it for me because your boy is fighting.
That's right.
Your boy is fighting. How was your weekend?
It was good, bro. I mean, you know, we've been together so long. Like, we done did a travel thing. We done been everywhere we wanted to go. We done did everything
right.
We wanted to do. So we just chill, got some wine, sat down, enjoyed each other. Nobody
that's
involved, but that's us. Just us. So we had a good time.
That's the best celebration. That is the best.
Yeah.
Celebration. I'm trying to tell you. You know, this weekend was my daughter's birthday. So we had a skate party for her. And because I was, you know, I've been fighting all weekend. I didn't want to go around the kids and either make them sick or me get sicker. So my daughter sent me pictures of my baby. That little girl, I'm telling you, I can never look at her and not smile. I can never look at her and just feel, you know, as adults, sometimes we get caught up. Exactly. But, she had a little skate, I don't want to say three-wheeler, but like a little wheeler to help her with her skate. And, you know, she's skating by her. Yeah, the little thing. Yeah. And she was skating by herself, girl. and she had her little colorful skirt on. She was just, I said, this little girl is too damn precious. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? And it was just, it was so beautiful. I wish I could have been there, but, you know, circumstances didn't permit. So, you know, Keela took pictures and videos and sent them to Pop-Pop.
Oh, FaceTime. I know she FaceTimed.
Exactly. So, yeah, it was a great weekend. Even though my team didn't play this week, I tell you, I really hate bye weeks. I really do, but at the same time,
I love them.
I know that they're necessary.
I love them, bruh.
Yeah, they are
necessary, for real.
Right, but I hate them. I'm telling you, because I'm watching everybody else play and everybody else team getting their thing in, and I'm like, man, I want to see my team. But, hey, nonetheless, I was a good boy. And
I digress, and I
played that Eagles game, Washington Eagles second game. I put that joker on and played that up. Yeah, what? Why not? Dude.
Come on, bro.
Dude, hey, listen. I need to see my team do something good. I need to see them do something good. Hey, look at here. Not without me wearing my gear.
I know that's right.
Today on Kale's Corner, y'all, we're gonna try something new. We're gonna let you guys come with the topics, and we're going to, you know, discuss them. You know, Lady T and I are going to try to do our best to answer all questions or to give reasons as to why, what, and where. So that should be fun.
Right.
We're going to talk NBA Week 9 power ranking. You know, let's see if we all are thinking NBA style here, you know. I watched the Wizards and the Clippers play the other night, and I miss John Wall. But John hit a shot, and he, you know, excuse the language, but he kind of went off.
Right.
And, you know, he got emotional and was feeling it. And it was like right after John's little moment, they took the camera to Bradley Beal. And I don't want to say Brad wasn't even paying attention, but it really looked like Brad wasn't paying attention. Like he could care less what John was saying and John's emotions and everything. And I just loved every minute. I love when players show their true emotions of how they're feeling anyway. So that was a good moment for me to see. Hey, y'all, Lady T coming along, man. She's going to reveal this Week 14 winner, you know. And I ain't even going to lie to you, T. I tried to follow with it, but so many people landed on one number that I was just like, man, I'm glad this tease, because it is frustrating as a mug. It got real active. So, you know, hey, whatever, y'all, hey, to the winner goes the spoils, whomever you may be.
Right.
We're going to talk about this Week 14, man. It was a rough one. It was a rough one for a lot of teams. And it even ended rough last night, you know. So, you know, we're going to discuss that. We're going to get those points out. And, you know, we're going to try to console our Kale's Corner family who hurt by the loss of players say something nice to help them boost them up and all of that. We're asking you all to join Lady T and all the Online Corner crew on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner or DMV Kale, and all of our in-studio guests live at 563-999-3782. Lady T, me, and the guests in the place to be. Oh, stuff. I'm on the rap.
Yeah.
Join either way, either and any way you can for sports talk with a little spice. Know what I'm talking about? Y'all know what I'm talking
That's
about.
That's right.
All right. Lady T, anything you want to say, Ma?
Nah, we good. You covered everything we need to be talking about right now. So we doing good right now. And I appreciate all of the, you know, happy anniversaries. We blessed over here, bro. So that's all I can
say. No doubt. My man always say, too blessed to stress. So, I'm going to steal that from him for a minute. We are too blessed to stress. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. I want to hear a little bit more Black Betty. And like Tree tell y'all, we don't own the right, but we do own the boogie. Y'all get out with it.
That was a good one.
And you know what? This just hit me. You know how I'm always changing the words, right?
Right.
Oh my Betty, fam-a-lamb. Oh my Betty, fam-a-lamb. Oh my Betty, fam-a-lamb.
Yeah. Come on, Betty. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Oh my Betty. Yeah. And y'all stick around because hey, listen. DMV Kale ain't got nothing but trunks and trunks and trunks in my mind of little I don't want to say raps, but just little song takeovers, like in my weird Al Yankovic mode where I just, so you never know when your name going to be a name that's thrown in one of these songs. You know what I mean? Stay tuned.
She said, what?
Hey, my Betty. Blam, blam. Hey, my Betty.
It's
oh, did she hear it?
Betty. Black Betty. I'm
did she
you.
Hear it? Okay, we're going to have to let her hear it, y'all.
You know, she can't hear the pressure. You know, we're on the right.
You're going to have to play that for her, too. You're going to have to play that for her.
Yeah, I'm
going to
play it for her.
Power Rankings Week 9, and I'm going to get it
on. Oh, she's cracking up. She heard it. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I didn't mean to cut you off, but she's cracking up. She heard it.
That was worth it. man, I'm going to get this off my chest early, sis.
Come on with it.
Y'all can it irked me to see Kevin Durant playing against his Wizards team last night. It bothered me, man. And I don't know why, because a player has a right to choose anywhere he wants to go, you know?
Right.
And let me say thank you so much to Kevin Durant for donating over $500,000 to Bowie mm-hmm. State to help build
right.
up their athletic situation out there. Facilities, yeah. So, you know, congratulations, attaboy.
Can I tell you what he said, though?
What's that?
It's going to make you mad, though.
Yeah, I know it is. That's why you so. Can I tell you what he said? Go ahead.
So I'm only saying that because I'm. You would say you was mad because you really want him to be on, but you really don't want him here because of, let me tell you. Okay, so the fan was like, "Can you sign my jersey?" And it was a Nationals jersey, and he was like, "Oh yeah, sure." So they was like, "Yeah, everybody know he loves the Nats and this, that, and the other." And he was like, "Well, would you sign what's your other team? The Nats and the
which team?
Your other team?
Mystic.
Any of y'all teams except the Commanders? I'm sorry, the Commanders." So he said, "Yeah, I
would
sign an autograph for the Commanders."
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's a National fan. So then
right.
they was like, "Can you sign? Would you sign a Washington Wizards jersey?" And he said, "Hell no." I said, "Oh, okay. You ain't got to be all
agreed.
Like that with it, bro. But okay, I know it suffice. You ain't have to put the hell on it."
Right, right. Well, now let me ask you a question. Was this
mm-hmm.
a kid? It was a kid that asked him to sign the Wizards jersey.
No,
okay.
It wasn't a little kid. It wasn't a little kid,
okay.
but it wasn't a kid. You know, it was like a little young adult.
So we're talking teenager?
Maybe 20.
Okay. But that's still, like you said, no is it's suffice.
It's good enough.
You didn't
no,
have
it's
to
good
go.
Enough. You
yeah.
had to put the hell on it. Like, Lord, have mercy.
Yeah. And believe it or not, that doesn't further my dislike for his decision. It confirms,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? It confirms
yeah.
it more. Kevin Durant is right. He's entitled. Play wherever you want to play, you know. But don't come here and like, try to get our crowd all behind you. Because, bruh, if you played here, they'd really all be behind you. You know what
behind
I mean?
You.
Mm-hmm. I saw the way he was like, after he make a shot or whatever, you know, he like looking into the crowd and like, you know,
yeah.
it's only one spot you can look at, bruh. And that's where the people that you got the tickets for are sitting. And I applaud Kevin Durant at the same time. I'm telling you, it's a love-hate situation, y'all. I applaud him at the same time because I see what he's doing in Sea Pleasant,
yeah.
Maryland. I see what he's doing at Bowie State, you know? I got to roll with him as a Washington football fan because I'm a Washington
right.
football fan. A Nets fan.
Right.
I got to roll with him on all of that. To the Wizards. Bruh. Come on, man. Bruh. Do you know how much you could boost this Wizards team, man? For real. And a lot
yeah.
of... Yeah. A lot of the nonsense that goes on, I have to believe that it would be null and void if Kevin Durant And not to mention the players that would come here following a Durant. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
it's like,
yeah.
it's like, bruh, you are the missing link, man. You're that piece that we miss for real. That would come here and ignite this area. Not like
you know, that boat
it already
is. He's 32 years old now. That boat just sailed.
With basketball,
he can come here
and
work in the front office or something, like when he retired.
With basketball, you got until you're around 35. After 35, you really lose it. After 35, man.
That's true.
Father Time catch up.
But he got a track record now that don't nobody really want to play with him. I mean, don't nobody, like his attitude, like it's, I don't know. Like he don't have that, let everybody play with Kevin Durant. Like, you know, he don't have that. People don't, I don't know what, it's something about him that, I mean, he's good for any team. Don't get me wrong. Don't hear me wrong.
Right.
He's good for
any
team. But people have reservations whether or not they want to play with him or not. You know, because he don't stick up for you. Like, I mean, not that that's his job. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because it's not his job. He don't get paid to do none of that. So, you know, if he do, he do. He don't, he don't. But he's just one of those type of people that he's just weird. I don't know. He give you good points, but he's just weird.
Yeah, in that aspect. And I agree with you 100% because now I don't know if it's out there. And I've yet to see him say anything in Kyrie's favor with all the stuff that Kyrie was going through. You know, I've yet to see him say anything in Kyrie's favor. So, but I've seen him do a lot of talking to the Stephen A's and Skip Bayless's of the world when they come to say something about him. But, I'm sorry, y'all. I jumped into it. And let me do these power rankings real quick because we got some changes.
Okay.
Boston Celtics, 21-6, holding down that number one spot. The New Orleans Pelicans. The New Orleans Pelicans, y'all. Number two at 18-8. The Milwaukee Bucks are number three at 19-7. Memphis Grizzlies, number four, 17-9. Number five, we have the Cleveland Cavaliers, 17-10. The Denver Nuggets, 16-10. Number seven, the Phoenix Suns, 16-11. Sacramento at number eight, 14-11. 76ers are number nine, 14-12. And rounding out our top ten are the Portland Trailblazers at 14-2. 14-2. Now, there was some other New Jersey was holding down 25, and the Golden State Warriors were holding down 15. You know, a couple of notables. The Lakers have moved up in their standings because we know the Lakers were dead last. They used to be dead last. So, you know, they've moved up to number 18 overall. So, you know, that's cool with the power rankings. Again, y'all, remember, this is y'all's show today. So we're talking basketball, but it's your opinion that we will discuss. Let's go to the phone. Holler at my man Lou from Jersey. What's up, Jersey Lou?
Thanks. Hey, thanks
What's
a lot.
What's up, Lou?
Where do we begin? As we now get into the heart of the matter, you know, we got the World Cup final on Sunday. Jets are falling apart a little bit. Oh boy, not good. And of course, as I projected, Aaron Judge stays with the Yankees for a whopping $300 million. Not surprised at all that he's staying. For those of you who doubt me, I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so.
Yeah.
He had to match it because he was out there doing. He had one foot out the door.
No, he's the face of the franchise, Patrice. So there was no way they're gonna give up on that easily. You don't give up your star player,
right?
And the star player of the franchise. You know, that was going to be a fight. So basically, they put all the stops, and the Giants couldn't be able to be matched. So they were outdone. Ha ha.
That's true. That's fake. That's right.
I'm a happy camper.
I know that's right. Go ahead, Lou. Go ahead,
I'm
man.
I'm the rest of y'all, but I'm good with it.
I'm good with it, too, because I ain't really want him on my team anyway. I told y'all, I voiced my opinion already.
Ooh.
He's not good in the playoffs.
Yeah.
He's good through the regular season. He gets you good through the regular season, and that's it.
All I'm going to say is neither was Dusty. Neither was Dusty.
Look at the trials he took.
Dusty made us rewrite the whole skit for him.
Dusty.
I ain't mad at him either.
I'm actually happy for him, truly.
Because
I'm sure that had to be hard. All those years, all those attempts, and to fall short constantly, you know, doing everything it can.
Yeah.
Because one thing that was overlooked or not spoken of, the fact that he was able to take all these different franchises to the World Series. All we thought about was Dusty will make it and lose. Dusty will make it and lose.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and I know y'all know I'm the first one to say that's not what spring training and preseason baseball is all about. It's about making it to the World Series and actually winning. But
yeah,
we give the Buffalo Bills their props for year after year after year after year making it. So we got to give Dusty his props, not only for not just for year after year, but also team after team.
Team after team. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Now, go ahead, Lou. That's the only point I wanted to get out.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, that Dusty Baker has won a title both as a player and manager, and the Buffalo Bills haven't even won a title. You know, all the times they've been in the Super Bowl, and they got worse every time. So it's not exactly the same thing.
No, it's not. It's not, because Buffalo still has work to be done. But I'm speaking in the instance of – yeah, exactly. Exactly. I'm speaking – In the fact of consistency, how they held on and pulled it through, you know, to make it back
finally
to the Super Bowl, exactly,
in
a consecutive fashion. All right, let's do the Huckleberry. What's happening? What's
Come
up,
Huckleberry Hound?
What's happening, everybody? How y'all doing?
Hey, Huckleberry.
Hey, nobody remembers who almost won it.
Uh-oh.
Nobody remembers that the Minnesota Vikings, the Minnesota Vikings went to the Super Bowl four times and never won.
Mm-hmm.
That the Buffalo Bills went to the Super Bowl four times and never won.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dusty's been a great player, won even, but it's hard to remember. It's not exciting remembering who lost. You know, who almost made it. You know, that's not what our society is built on. You know,
now
but
unless you that team, the fan who knows.
Exactly,
mm-hmm.
Exactly. You know, Lou is up in New York, so yeah, he's going to hear about Buffalo more than we would down here. You know,
right.
if the Commanders or whoever they used to be had been to the Super Bowl four times. Kale would be like, hey, man, we went to the Super Bowl four times. We didn't win it, but we was there four times. It would be a big deal right here in this area. San Francisco, any place, Pittsburgh, that's where you remember it. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you remember it. But nationally, nobody remembers who almost did it.
He came here and spread some facts. That's true.
Yeah, no
that
doubt. No doubt.
Almost won.
But
we
at the same time,
place, 56, all that, that nobody remember none of that foolishness.
But at the same time,
yeah.
57, at the same time, you just contradicted yourself because you brought up all those guys who went and didn't win. So,
We know about them, Kale. If you've been watching football, you know about them. Yeah, you know, but you you're not out. The Denver Broncos there's another team went to the Super Bowl four times and didn't win. The Denver Broncos went four times and didn't win.
Facts.
But they did win later.
Yeah, 2 years later, but they did go four times in a row and didn't win.
And didn't win.
It wasn't four times in a row, but they went four times.
Win.
Yep, it was close. You're right, sis. It was close.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, Kelly, conversations like these, it's when the Buffaloes and the Minnesotas and the Denver Broncos get brought up on podcasts and things like this for people like us who really know football, or we talk this twice a week or whatever. Actually, we do it every day. Yeah. We just on the podcast twice a week, you know. But the average Joe ain't going to remember that Buffalo was there or Denver was there those many times and didn't win.
No doubt.
That was good time,
Now, to get back to the topic, what I wanted to say, did you get a chance to watch any basketball this weekend? Did you guys get any chance besides college ball? Because that college ball was everywhere.
I watched some.
I decided I wanted to fire Patrick Ewing. That's about as far as I got.
What? No, that should have been last year.
Hey, 57, you quick with that axe, man. You quick with that axe, bro.
57.
Hey, I'm for
it. It'd be so many job vacancies messing with 57. Boy, oh boy.
Yeah, you know how I feel, sis. If you can't win it, you got to go.
You got to go. Yeah, you don't give no time. You'd be like, out of there.
You know?
I ain't mad at yourself. He had enough time to prove himself, though, and they look a mess. They look a mess right now.
Maryland has a good team.
Yeah, they did.
Maryland got a good, even though they lost the other day, they got a good team.
They really do.
I'm looking forward to Maryland in January, February ish, you know, going into March, you know, to see what type of team that they develop into, because I'm with you on that 57. So far they have right pieces. They have good pieces, rather.
Good pieces
with that Maryland squad. So yeah, I'm looking forward to see how they're put together and managed. How they're managed.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm trying to tell you, in all sports, the head coach or the manager is important, but in certain sports, they're crucial. They're crucial, and college basketball is one of them, because nobody on that team has more experience than that head coach and his assistant. So those young men really rely on their head coach. They really truly rely on their head coach. Go ahead, Victor.
No, I just said true. You're right.
Even though
Maryland lost, they was number 15. They lost to the number 10 team, so that's not bad. They had a chance to win it, but they missed the shot at the last second. So that's not bad. The team to look out for is UConn. UConn got a powerful center. Like that. You like him? He's powerful. I ain't seen him a center that powerful with UConn in a long time. But Purdue got this 7-footer. He's not just 7-footer. but he's big, he's agile, and he just awesome. You know, so,
so you're talking to Baby Shaq out there in UConn. That's what you're saying? They got a Baby Shaq out there?
At UConn. This boy's awesome. Mm. But like Sid said, you know, Houston. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Luke. I'm sorry.
Why is it that every year it seems certain teams get certain players?
Yeah.
Is that just me?
Oh, yeah.
It almost seems as if you're a big man, go to UConn. You know?
Yeah,
right.
You know, or what else? UCLA. Or who else usually gets good big men? Because Maryland normally get good point guards.
Kentucky.
Good. Kentucky, exactly. Exactly. Duke.
Yep,
Duke. Yeah.
North Carolina.
Yeah. Well, North Carolina
Texas.
Usually get good forwards.
And Texas.
They get, yeah, Texas get good big men. But it's just crazy how certain teams seem to always grab certain styles of players. Let's take another call. Brother Ted, what's
okay.
happening, Ted?
Hey,
hey, how's everybody doing, Kills Corner?
What's up, Ted?
You missing? Are you missing Jamaica, bro? Are you missing Jamaica?
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, not really.
Oh man, I would be missed. Hey y'all, Ted FaceTime me laying on the beach, and I was like,
I know that's cool. Come on, man.
I wish I was there, man. Pretty blue skies, beautiful blue water, sand, and people, you know, chilling, partying, and just doing their thing all around. And I said, man, I need to be there. I need to get there. You know what I'm talking about? All right, that's enough there. That just ran over in my mind real quick. Your show, you steered it. I know. You're going to go dead into what we were talking about. So the floor is yours, bro.
Well, I mean, y'all was talking about these college teams. You guys is right, everything you guys are saying. You know, but it's just, it's been like that. The blue chip schools, you know, that's what they're going to get. Mm-hmm. Like you said, the Carolinas, the Kentuckys, and all of them are blue chip schools, man. So they're going to get them five-star recruits. Illinois, we rank pretty decent, so you know, be on the lookout for them Illini, you know.
Okay.
But I hope they don't slip up like their football team. You know, had opportunities to keep rising and everything, and then lost the opportunity to play for the Big Ten championship and all that. Let Purdue take it. You know, but Purdue, they got that big man. I think this might be his third year.
Yeah,
Zach
he is
the
huge
big man for Purdue. I don't know his name, but I think he was there last year.
That's his name.
A nice little force, you know. But but I believe Kentucky had the number one player and stuff, and he's still there. But they didn't win anything last year. Carolina won that with Bancock, you know, and he's a center. So,
right.
It's going to be interesting, like college ball. So, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Don't forget Kansas, too.
What did you say, 57?
I'm sorry, Ted. I was saying, Kansas got a good team. They got a young freshman, look like Opie Taylor out there.
And you know, Kentucky don't even have no big man on their team. Y'all calling Kentucky, but they don't even have a center on their team, like a big man on their team.
They do.
Everybody
Got a big man.
I'm looking at their roster. Everybody guards and forward.
Is he 6'9", 6'10", kind of big body?
You said who?
I thought they had a guy at least about 6'10", little black dude, man, center.
They call that power forward now. That means you 6'10", you a power forward. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You know they, you know they try to drive. They trying to drive the natural center right out of the league, man. And you see it every night with these centers who refuse to play in the paint, only want to shoot threes for whatever reason. You know, it's crazy. It's crazy. Let's take another phone call. 215. How you doing, bro? Or oh, ma'am, I'm sorry. Bro or oh, ma'am, 215. Tell us your name and
what's
where you calling from.
Philadelphia.
Cap calling from Branch Avenue.
Oh, Cap,
ooh,
come on.
Oh.
How many phones you got, Cap?
I told y'all, man. That's another bad phone.
You got one for every state.
That's a Green Hornet phone right there.
Hey, man, go write this number down, man. You know,
215
and 3,
man.
I got you. How y'all doing?
How you doing?
All right. I'm a man, 57. That was a good game Sunday, bro.
Hey, don't speak to me, Cap. Don't say a word to me.
We was bonding, bro. We was bonding for a few weeks.
Not after Sunday, we are not.
I understand. But back to college.
Somebody
football,
in their feelings, huh? Wow.
Yeah.
You hear that, bro?
Yes, sir, I am.
No, college b-ball is a beautiful thing, man. I really haven't caught up with it yet, but I will, you know, by tournament time. Maryland, like I caught a couple of Maryland games. They look impressive. Kentucky going to always be there. They got a guy coming in next year named DJ Wagner from Camden, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
His dad was DeJuan Wagner, and his granddad was the granddad played at Louisville. Wagner. What's his name? I can't think of his dad's name, the grandpop's name. But, yeah, they got a whole lineage of basketball players, so he's nice.
It just seems like his name would be Bobby. Is it Bobby Wagner?
Yeah, I know.
That's football.
I know.
Milk Wagner.
Milk.
Remember Milk Wagner?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know who that is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, was the grandson.
I heard of that. I don't know.
Yeah, it was grandson of the plant for Kentucky next year. And, you know, they
pretty
good. Camden High. Yeah, Camden High, man. They got a good team in Jersey.
Okay.
So look forward to that.
Yeah.
Look at Cap
bringing us a scoop from Jersey, huh?
Listen, Calipari be everywhere, y'all. Calipari be everywhere.
I know, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, he does.
No doubt.
Hey, but let me ask y'all this. Can I ask y'all this, Kale? Hey.
Great.
Did anybody see the Georgetown and the Syracuse game? You know, I watched a little bit of it, but it kind of tried to bring back memories, but it wasn't like the same like the old ones when they had, you know, Raphael and all the boys, and Pearl and stuff, Pearl Washington. And so it wasn't really the same like that, man. So I didn't really continue to watch it, but I saw when I seen them, like, man, boy, they just don't know how college basketball was college basketball. You know, you had big men, forwards, guards, and you had, man, Georgetown was, you know, and that Big East.
Yeah.
The Big East, that was it, you know what I mean? So, so I just wanted to add that, man. So that really...
Oh, no, the days of yesteryear sounds great.
I used to love that,
but right
that
now,
music, man. I used to love that music. And we just sit in front of the TV because we know some good basketball about to be played, you know, especially in that big
what?
Music, man. Yes. The music, the intro music used to set us off, man, you know. And like you said, it's a different game, man. And you know what, Ted? Yeah. I've come to the conclusion that I have to adapt. If I'm going to love this game, if I'm going, you know, rep this game, then I got to adapt to what they've become, you know. That's all it is to it, man. We can look at our days of old and talk about memory lane all we want to and this and that and the third, but the fact remains we both still love basketball and we just have to adapt to how it's being played now. You know, maybe some coach will say, you know, nah, we got to go back to the old school techniques and skill set and bring it back for us. But until then, man, hey, just enjoy the competition, you know. Enjoy the competition of the young men out there putting on a show for us, truly, truly. All right, let's take another call. And the show is about to go bazaar here because I know Leonard Floyd Kirby, the Washington football
team. Hey, everybody. How y'all doing? Merry Christmas to
everybody. What's up, Kirby?
How's it?
Kirby.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry
Christmas, bro.
Yeah, 57 was talking about, you don't remember who lost, but argue that if you lost some money on that damn game, you showed up, remember it, because I lost $100 on that, the first Buffalo Giants Super Bowl, and I picked Buffalo, and had a chance to win it. And a wide right field goal. And I said, Lord have mercy, how did he miss that? It was a makeable field goal, too. And Parcells was grinning like a possum eating doo-doo. And he was like, he had done something good, you know. And here I was. Feeling lower than a snake's belly in the wagon track because I done lost $100 on these bills, you know. But, I've just been busy this old man writing his memoirs, you know. I remember my first wife and I went to marriage counselor, and he said, what's the problem? I said, well, she got this damn cat and this stinking litter box, and I just can't stand it. I want her to get rid of that cat in that litter box. And he said, well, why don't you open a window? And I said, well, I can't because all my pigeons will fly away. You know? So, yeah. But
you know what, man?
Basketball really cool. You know, I like March Madness. I like to see Duke and North Carolina get into it, and UConn and Kentucky. You know, Kentucky's always there. And that's when I like it. But I like college basketball better than the pros. I really do because, I don't know, it's just to me, it's better officiated, and it's you know, these kids listen to the coaches board. You know, the pros, a lot of the pros are making more than head coach, you know.
Well, that's what I was saying about the young men playing in that college game. They put all faith into their head coach. If the coach say, get in the paint, we need you to rebound, you damn well better believe that player is going to get in the paint and rebound, because in that college game, another difference, these guys are worried about being pulled and have to sit on the bench. See, in the pros, they you know, I'm a pro, man. I did this, I've achieved that. No, you're not going to just put me on the bench. And we're going to play how we want to play. You know, that March Madness tournament, as Kirby spoke of, hey, that is a beautiful time. I mean, not just because the weather
is fun. It's fun. It's
warm,
exciting.
And everything.
Yeah.
the basketball on TV, the competition is great. The competition is great. So, yeah, I'm with you on that March Madness situation. Most definitely. Most definitely. But anybody have anything as far as these power rankings? Are you guys okay with it? Boston, I'm going to just run them off again. Boston, New Orleans, Milwaukee, Memphis, Cleveland, Denver, Phoenix, Sacramento, 76ers, and Portland. What did you say, Lou?
I mean, I'm not surprised, especially Boston. I mean, they're just running away with the Eastern Conference this year so far.
They just got whooped so bad just for a minute ago. It should be Bucks, New Orleans, and then Boston. But I digress.
You say it's
but look how Phoenix got destroyed.
Though.
I don't know why Phoenix
Bucks,
still up there as high as they are.
Exactly. Mm. They getting destroyed. They done got destroyed like the last three games.
Mm. Yeah, so I don't, you know.
Mm.
Hey,
I'm
much
over here.
Lady T, but since you digressed, let me take over where you were sitting, because I was just thinking about New Orleans.
Okay.
I'm like, man, y'all better
watch
them, because they've been hitting. They got Zion healthy, looking healthy, and he mad and upset. You got McCollum.
I'm serious.
Doing his job. He playing nice. You know, he's coming back to get back healthy. And then they didn't even have Ingram playing. You know, Ingram wasn't even playing. You know, he's hurt. So wait till he come back. Them boys going to be making some noise, man, come playoff time if they stay healthy. Watch them boys, man. And they got Larry Nance Jr. over there, too, and they got a nice little coach in Green. So watch them, man. They making some noise down there. So I agree with you, Lady T. Watch New Orleans. You know, because they got Slim that's on that bench, man. If he come when he come back healthy, everybody fit in and know who they roll is and not worry about me. You know that it's a team, and know hey where they need each other.
And you know what, Simmons the other night when the Wizards played the Nets, Simmons didn't really do a whole lot, but he had a good game.
Remember this?
He had a good game. Yeah. He had one of those sneaky, quiet good games. You know, I forgot his actual point output, but he had a good game as far as distributing and jumping in passing lanes and stuff like that. You know, it's just good to see him after all of the rumors and the naysay that went out about, you know, his playing with the 76ers. It's good to see that man kind of boost back and try getting himself back to basketball form. You know, that was something I wanted to remember.
It was a Kawhi sight last night and every night this week. He been playing. Kawhi is back playing, and he looks amazing.
Yeah. He looked good the other night, too. And I'm telling y'all, listen, this was a weekend. This is why I needed Washington to play, because it was so many love, hate, can't stand them players that the Wizards had to play. John Wall, I love, hate, can't stand them. You know what I mean? Kevin Durant, love, hate, can't stand him. You know, Simmons, love, hate, can't stand him. I was like, damn, bro, basketball mess. They got me all emotional this weekend.
Right. And then we lost, the Bulls lost in overtime. We playing the Hawks. Lost by one freaking point. Oh, my gracious. I was on it. My heart was beating so fast because I wanted to have like a pregame win before we went on back home and, you know, to relax and stuff. Oh, man.
Right.
I couldn't take it. I had to go in another room. I couldn't take it. And then we lost.
Yeah,
we
lost.
Yeah.
Can
Lord.
I ask Cap a question? Is Cap still on? Can I ask him a question?
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm here, sir.
Go ahead.
Hey, Cap, I know y'all beat us, but without Lamar Jackson, I know you're scared because y'all barely beat us, man.
Oh, my Lord. Yo, listen. They say, hey, they say hurt people hurt people.
Yeah.
Hey, he hurt, y'all. He hurt.
I'm going to say this, though.
Go ahead, bro.
That quarterback that's playing with y'all, Cap, he looked like y'all clone Lamar Jackson. Huntley, he looked like a Lamar Jackson clone, man.
Yeah, so we got a third string in there, another brother.
Y'all just like us, bro, on the third string.
Yeah. Well, Pittsburgh was on, it seemed like they was on their third string, but that was actually the starter at first. And then that Trubisky was a nightmare, man.
No, man. Trubisky doesn't even rate as a third string, man. He got a fourth string quarterback.
Yes, he do.
Man, that boy is not a good quarterback. Throwing the ball away.
I said he's rated as one. I said he's rated as a quarterback.
No, I said as a third string. No, he's rated as a quarterback, but he's not a third. Only reason why he's third string because that's the only number that's left. That's it.
He got the number by default.
Exactly.
He didn't know he was going to be thrown in the game this soon. He didn't know that. Like, he told
Look at Baker Mayfield. You've been in the league long as he has.
Look at
Purdy.
Purdy was taken seventh round last pick. I'm talking about the very last pick.
Purdy.
It's be relevant.
So, hey, miracles do happen.
He was in the first round, and that was so wasted with the Bears. That was
the first
ridiculous.
Let
me tell you about
all right.
Purdy Slipper gonna fall off.
I don't care. I just need him to hold on until we got three more games. I just need him to hold on for three more games.
Hey,
right.
Cinderella did end up with a happy story for Cinderella, though, for sure. Even though
That's
she didn't know, so
ended up with
you
the
know,
gold slipper.
He got enough time, and he might lose some games, but you know they get in the playoffs. You never know, man. So
yeah, they gotta have Debo though.
That's true.
Is Odell healthy enough to play, or is he going to play next year? Because you think they should get him since Debo hurt?
We're not looking at him.
I think the Cowboys done put that hex on that man, and now nobody want to mess with him. I think the Cowboys done put it out there that he hasn't fully healed, and nobody's gonna mess with him, and rightfully so. I wouldn't want to sign him knowing that he's not 100%. Nah, not at all.
Yeah, because that's the next
unless
year. That's the
next
year sign.
Yeah, that's
unless
that's
we
right.
use him for next year. That's the only way
I bet you Trey Lance
using him for next year.
Facts.
I bet you Trey Lance is going, damn, I can't win for losing.
Yeah.
Put Purdy in the game, he look like a superstar.
He can't win for losing.
Do you think if all three of them come back next year, what you think going to happen?
I mean, it's just going to have to be quarter to it. Trey Lance, if Garoppolo come back, now if Garoppolo comes back, it's Garoppolo team. If Purdy takes us to the plate, Wait a minute, y'all. Let me finish.
Wait
a minute. Can I finish? If Curry
said,
takes
wait
us
a
to
minute.
The shut up, Anisha. If Curry takes us to the playoffs, then it might, I don't know, just might be Curry.
Gotta go with the hot hand.
Yeah, exactly. You got to go with what's hot right now.
What if Curry wins the Super Bowl? What if Curry goes to the Super Bowl and wins the Super Bowl?
Listen, I'm going to be in California. You're going to have to call me, and I'm going to be in Santa Clara. Ain't no way you going to even probably get through to my phone because I'm going to be in Santa Clara.
No, I'm just saying what you think going to happen next year. Is it going to be Purdy's team, or he just won the Super Bowl this year?
Yeah,
It's his team. He won the Super Bowl, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, it's his team. It has to be. I don't write no checks or nothing like that. But I'm just thinking from, like, the outside looking in, because I ain't even got no keys to get in. But I'm just listening, and it should be his team. Like, you took us there, won it. You know what I'm saying? We got a ring to prove it. It's your team, bro.
Well, all I'm going to say, we all said Philly was Nick Foles' team. All of
but
us.
He came back and boo-booed it up.
I don't think he was really given the chance. I think that they were on Carson Wentz still. Why, I do not know, but, yeah. Anyway, come on in here, 007. Jump in this conversation, man.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. Happy Tuesday,
bro.
Hello, brother. First of all, it ain't going to be pretty. 49ers ain't going to Super Bowl. Cancel that. I just want to get that off the way. Number two, what ovation
well,
just the crowd gave John Wall after the game, after the Wizards game.
It was nice.
Number three, I ain't scared of the Giants, the 49ers, the Cleveland Browns, or the Cowboys. They can bring it.
Yeah, I said all them teams, and you ain't beat
nail
one of them. But go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, that's all.
Why you
laughing at me, Auntie?
The remaining schedule.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, we going to the playoffs a threat.
Y'all got a PS2.
007, don't do that. Don't do that, man. We're going to take it one game at a time, bro. We're going to take it one game at a time. I'm all with you. You know, and what you want to see, I want to see. But we're going to take it one game at a time. You know what I'm talking about? Because that's how they do it.
Too hyper, brother?
Too soon.
Okay, yeah, I'm too soon. I'm going to go ahead and be humble then.
No. Since you've been on max mode, since you've been on the phone, you've been on max mode. So I like that energy, but
exactly.
You know,
I want to break a little bit. I got you.
Yeah,
said the San Francisco Washington game is going to be the game to watch.
Ooh, who said that?
Eric.
Hey, 57, I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, you want a cookie off that Steelers win?
Steelers win.
Do I want a who?
No, I'm saying you want a cookie off that Steelers win? Good win by the Steelers.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't win nothing, bro.
Again. You know. He just trying. Hey, look.
Stop damn, bro. Put it down.
We call
it down.
T. We call that the lawnmower.
Put the lawnmower down.
He's just pulling it on the cord, trying to get 57 started. You know what I mean?
Revving him up, Bronkell.
Yeah, you call that the lawnmower.
Don't be doing me like that.
Hey. I'm giving you credit for your team, the way they're playing right now, the way your quarterback is playing. I don't like your team, but I give you credit.
Yeah.
You playing good.
I'll be glad when my coach.
You playing good.
I'll be glad when my coaching staff do that. Say this young man's playing good, and
all of that.
All right, y'all. We're gonna take a quick one, y'all. Real quick one. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Hey, I like this, man. I like the way the show's going, man. That's what's up. Y'all keep up the good work.
I remember we used to
be in front of the TV trying to dance like Charlie Brown was dancing when they would play that show. Yeah. Oh, good old days. Good old days. Man. So back to basketball real quick. Treach, I don't know. The Celtics took a beating, but I'm just looking at their overall record and how they're playing together as a team. You know,
they do.
Now if they follow this loss up with several more losses, then it's time to take notice. But right now, you know, one or two losses, I'm not going to really worry about that. You know what I mean?
Well, Boston, can I say this, Kel? With Clippers, the Memphis and them beating them, they had like three forwards or maybe four people that can guard Tatum. You know, so they shut Tatum down. And then didn't nobody else really come out and had a good game. I fell asleep on a game or whatever, but I missed a lot of it. And so I seen some replays and stuff. But part I seen, he was pressing and everything, but he needs to know how to get somebody else and distribute that ball. So they just had enough people to shut him down. You had Kawhi going at him. You had Morris Boy going at him. You know, you have Batum that can stick him, you know, and all them big, you know, and same size with him, you know, either with Batum, he's longer, you know, and then you have Marcus, he's got girth on him, you know, so that was the medicine on that. You stop Tatum, you kind of can get at Boston, you know, regardless if Brown have a good one. But remember, Boston still ain't playing with Williams, though, you know, he's still out, so.
Now, I might be wrong. Y'all tell me if I am or not. But it seems like out of all the number one players on the teams, on different teams out there, it seems like the easiest one to throw off their rhythm, to me, is Tatum for the Celtics. It seems like it's easy to come up with not even a really, really tough defense on him, but you can throw him off his game easily, to me.
I'm gonna say Durant with him. I agree with you, 57, but I'm gonna put Durant with him also.
Okay.
James Jones said, "We will be fine. Tatum is still learning what to do until playoffs come. He's a Boston baby. So that's what they're gonna be fine. But I have one thing that I do want to say. Since we're talking basketball, we have two legends. You know, that passed away over the weekend. Mike Leach, he was a Mississippi State football coach. And Paul Silas, he died as well. And his son is the head coach for the Houston Rockets, Stephen Silas. He his father passed away over the weekend. And then we have Mills Lane, the boxing referee, Mills Lane.
Right,
he passed away
right.
as well. Yes, he passed away as well. I just wanted to make sure we got that in there since we were, you know, talking about that. I wanted to get that in there. Slide that
yeah.
in there.
Yeah,
I thought
Mills. Rest in peace to their families.
Yep.
To them, you know, our condolences from the Kells Corner crew.
Yeah. No doubt, no doubt,
yeah.
no doubt. I saw that Mills Lane report over
mm-hmm.
the weekend, and I was like, wow. It just, seeing his face really took me back to his Mike Tyson fight, because he used to get in it. He used to get in it. With, come on, Tyson!
Yeah.
Come on, Tyson! You know what I mean? And I deserve it.
Yeah.
He was a fixture. He was a fixture at the Mike Tyson fight. You know.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, man. Rest in peace.
I think he was
know?
One of the best refs. I think he was one of the
best.
Probably the best boxing ref.
Yeah.
I think he was the best.
Yeah.
Mills Lane,
you
had no problem.
You know who the
worst
was?
You didn't care how big you was, how small you was. He would get right up in there.
He'd be right in the
Richard
middle of
Steel.
It, bringing your arms down, telling you, "Bite, come on, box. You out of it. Come on, box."
Exactly.
Like, man.
Come on, do what you got to do.
Yeah. Yeah, come on now.
Yeah. I don't know if y'all heard me. But Richard
Steele.
He said
something about Richard Steele.
Yes, Lord as far as referees go, I could not stand him.
He's the worst. He's the worst.
He was like the basketball or the football referee that wanted camera time. You know, because he would do little things, and you like, come on, bro, get out the way, let him fight. You know,
right.
To this very day, my wife say Richard Steele was Sugar Ray Leonard's boy because he would always stop to fight early for Sugar Ray.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
Of course, we argued because you know I was all Sugar Ray. That's my man.
Oh, yeah.
If you coming from the DMV, hey, give me a break.
Oh, man.
That's our
man.
That is our man.
Not Palmer Park anymore. Ral John
Merlin. Look, Ral John Merlin. What is that?
Hey, trust me, y'all. I'm going to say this. They don't show you Palmer Park, but it's still there.
One way in and one way out.
It's still there. Yeah, when Monday Night Football come on, it's Ral John. But Tuesday through Saturday, it's Palmer Paul.
When somebody got shot up, yes, the other word.
Yes,
know.
Sir.
It's Palmer Paul all day.
Yeah,
but
let's take another call. What's up, bro? How you feeling today, bro?
Oh, man, Kells Corner family, much love and respect. How y'all doing today? Hey, man, I've been enjoying everything y'all been talking about, especially that theme song when you took the break, man. You got to keep that Charlie Brown in that rotation because when you said you brought back memories, I'm going to tell you now, real talk, big bro, when you said you brought back memories, I can do that dance because me and all my homies, we used to do that joint, man. The Charlie Brown, man, you had to do it, man. You had to do it. You didn't do the Charlie Brown, fam. You wasn't down. You wasn't down back then.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, come on, man.
Hands
that was a joke,
the
man.
Hands down. Hands pointing
straight
down.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. You brought me back.
Big guy had a Lucy.
Yes.
Hey, look, another thing I wanted to comment, it was a lot, but it was the one thing I wanted to comment. When y'all was talking about Richard Steele, the reason why y'all, everybody didn't really get along with Richard Steele, because you knew he was cruddy. He was hanging with Don King, man. That was Don King, man.
Yes.
That's who man it was.
Oh, for real?
I've heard a story or two.
Oh my gracious, man! Back then he used to take so many. You seen it, man? It was terrible. You could see it back then, which is still was terrible. That's why he got that name again. He was going to steal a fight from somebody.
Hey man, look. When the fight was started, my wife would go, "Who's the ref?" I say, "Richard Steele." "Sugar Ray gonna win." I'm like, "The fight ain't even started, baby." "Sugar Ray gonna win."
I love Grandma. Yeah, Grandma knew.
Yep.
Hey, come on with. You know what? It's cheating. It's cheating, but we can all say there are sometimes where friendships or relationships or bonds even are formed between a player and a referee. We see it in football. We see it in basketball. It was a time when dudes was almost scared to call a play against Jordan. It was a time when we see, you know, the Tuck rule. Come on, man. That was a fumble everywhere, every day, until Tom Brady did it, and all of a sudden it became the Tuck rule. And everybody, whatever Tom did, it was the other player's fault. It was never Tom's fault.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, right. You know, as much as I couldn't stand Richard Steele, now that he's retired and away from the business, I can understand exactly his, can I say, infatuation with what he was seeing and with what he's seeing out there, you know? Because,
That Bama.
He got paid.
He definitely got paid.
Still sold. And I imagine.
Yeah, I know.
I said Mills Lane, right? I can imagine that Bama had heavy escort out to his drive after the event.
You ain't lying.
Yeah, he ain't too.
You also said Paul Silas, right?
Get it on.
Paul Silas was a great player with Boston. He was a great player with Boston.
His son is the coach for Houston. For Houston. Yeah, they look just like, if you look at them.
I didn't know that much about
him. With him. Coach.
And it's crazy that you said that because I didn't know that that was his son until they put his picture side by side, and he do look like him, even though he real slim. Because, see, I never really saw Paul. I didn't see Paul Silas when he played, so he probably was slim exactly just like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was.
He had guns. He also coached LeBron when he was at Cleveland.
Yes, he did, and I saw that too. He showed up there when he first got there. He showed up there.
They said that too. That is true.
All right,
but with them Sonics, he was nice with them Sonics.
Rest in peace to those three gentlemen. Rest in peace. Go ahead, Kel.
Hey.
Come on, man.
There we go. What you gonna do?
Y'all better get ready to rumble. Spicy like gum, spice on the bum. Y'all lip ain't ready. Tasting the bum, got a kind of medical ready. Sharp as a machete, don't lie to herbs I do. You really probably can see me with a bird's eye view. It's alive, it's alive, your head spins. Stop throwing that one way to that dead end. Put the yellow. Better bring some water, get gasoline candles, get this fire started. Your heart jumping like a bass drum bump. You bad enough to meet the alligator in the swamp.
Here I go.
Hey, you bad enough
to meet the alligator in the swamp. Come on, lady.
Hey,
I gotta say, we don't own the rights to the music. We do not own the rights to the music at all, y'all. But we do, like Kale said, have the right to boogie. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Lady T, Brother Kale, my auntie, she enjoying y'all show right now.
Hey, auntie.
Oh,
she's listening.
Hey, auntie.
Yeah, hey, auntie.
Hello.
Hey, Auntie, we love you.
Hold on.
Thank you for
supporting
us.
Auntie. Oh, did she go? Who's your team? Who is your team?
My team is Commander.
There she go.
Yep, that's come you. On, you heard it. You said Commander. Yes. That's my auntie.
That's
yes.
Oh,
yes, she did. With a smile on her face.
Her second team is Baltimore Ravens. Okay.
Oh, okay.
You know what, Auntie, you could have left kept some of that to yourself. You know, after you said the Commanders, you could have kept the rest of that to yourself.
Oh, my God.
All due respect.
Auntie, don't worry about having two teams. You can have two teams because you in the area. You know what I mean?
You really can
have two teams.
Don't
so forget what 57 is talking about.
Coming from the guy that got like four teams, you're right, you can't have two.
No, just got two teams for my sister. I'm sorry.
What happened?
Come on, Tree. Come on, Tree.
Okay, so for the record, Auntie, one team, boo. One team. That's all you get.
Okay, I'm
we only on the first team.
On the first team is Commander.
Commander.
Okay,
that's
well,
right.
There you go. Okay, we love
that's
you for
right.
that. And listen, thank you for listening and supporting us. We really appreciate you. Thank you so very much.
I appreciate you as well.
Truly appreciate you.
Okay,
thank
so listen, guys. Oh, and everybody online says, hey, Auntie. Okay.
Oh, you
so,
got a photo, Auntie. Oh, wow.
Okay, so listen, guys. This week, y'all, we all did not do a good job. I'm just going to say that. We did not do a good job as Kale's Corner. So we all took this L, okay? We all took an L, except for one person. But let's keep it moving. We're going to start it at the bottom, and then we're going to end up at the top. All right, four picks.
Oh.
Listen, four picks. You've been there,
wow.
bro, so don't act like you've been there before. Come on now.
Yeah, I've been there.
We all been there. But guess what? This is for my hubby. I'm sorry, hubby. This is our anniversary, and I don't even want to do this to you, right? But you only picked four right picks, and, you know, I can't lie. So that's what it is. My baby got four picks. Right.
He no, told me he thought he won too.
He said
boy,
he
ain't
got
no
the Cowboys right.
Boy, ain't
he
no
definitely
way,
got
boy.
The Cowboys right. He definitely got the Cowboys right. But listen,
yeah.
my godfather, right? I'm gonna call him Godfather. That's what I'm gonna call him. You know what I'm saying? He's just gonna bring up the rear with five. You know, he just did one better. So I'm gonna go ahead and put him out there, 57 Huckleberry, God Daddy.
I know I like.
Okay, you and James. You and James got five picks. Okay, now this one right here hurt me, just like the four hurt me. This one hurt me too, because this is like the best co-host in the whole entire world. Okay, like the whole world, and he got six picks. Right? Yeah. Yep, Kale got six picks. Okay, so listen, guys, if y'all haven't heard y'all name, you could be the winner. You could be the winner. Get excited, y'all. Get excited. Okay, seven picks. We got my boy Lou from Jersey. Okay. And then we got myself. Darn. Then we got 007 in the building. Somebody turn their phone down a little bit. Then we got 007. You right there with me. And we got Reese right there with me. All of us pick 7. Okay?
Oh, wow.
If you haven't heard your name, Lord have mercy. I know you're sitting on the edge of your seat. Cause I,
my Betty.
All right.
Yup, I knew
now,
it,
Now, we
too.
Got 8 picks, guys, 8 picks. We got me, Ma, and we got Ma Betty. Come on, we got the ladies is dueling it out. The ladies is duking it out, y'all. Okay, so listen. The score was 27-13, making that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Ma Betty got 44. And Mima got 48, making Mom Betty the winner once again. She has redeemed herself from
but all
what
right.
did she win. She went all the way
well,
back
congrats.
To week 7. She
congrats,
went, redeemed well, herself from week
hey,
7.
Hey, Miss T, what week
yes.
is this right here?
This is week 14.
Week 14. What Martin saying that joint scrapped? Just scrap week 14. Throw it away. We don't want to hear about it. Congratulations to Mama, but we don't want to hear about week 14 no more. Okay, let's go on. Scrap it.
Throw it away. Throw the whole week away. Throw it away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
congratulations.
So Kayla, I got a message for you. I got a message for you. Ma Betty said, and don't tell Kayla, and he better not be over there crying.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that, Mom. Don't do that.
I was just
about to congratulate you.
She said, you know you're going
to
get her.
I was just about to congratulate you, man. I was just about to say congratulations. That's what's up.
Just
and listen, in all honesty,
Mom, she said congratulations.
I knew she won. That's why we came. What song did we come out with?
Say it again. I can't hear you. One more time.
I said, what was our intro song tonight? Black Betty.
You got 8.
Oh, my Betty. Blam, blam.
Oh,
my Betty. You remember I said
that?
That's why I was saying that. That's why I played that song. I already.
Okay, you kept the score.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, we got to start paying attention to the little cues now. All right, big bro. You might give
okay.
out something. You
know,
you
can be doing
that.
You give away
right.
my secrets. You giving
you're
away right. my secrets.
No, I ain't giving away no secrets. I ain't giving away. That's look. He's not what he's doing. He's making it up. It's not, but what the thing is, that'll be good because he'll have
that
us thinking
good.
At the beginning of the shows on Tuesday now. He's going to have us thinking. Watch what I tell you.
Yeah. Kel, she said, thanks, Kel. She just playing, thanks, Kel.
Tell her to eat fly toes.
Ooh.
She said, eat the fly toes. I ain't got
what
the?
Do they even have any
in the world?
Hey, do they even have any toes?
I don't know.
I think they got one toe apiece.
Your son?
Oh man, they got one toe. Yeah.
Oh man, you made my side hurt, bruh. Can't with you. Oh man.
No, congratulations, Mom. We all love you here on the corner. You know, keep up the good work. Way to fight your way back. You know. Way to fight your way back. And one more time.
Family.
lamb is lamb. Ma Betty had a pig, Grandma Lamb. Eight was her Grandma Lamb. That's enough. Let me talk about this too. Congratulations, Ma Betty, on your pick. Hey, y'all, we got, what, week 14? We got three more games, and then we're going to the playoff scenario. And y'all remember, if you remember from last year, everything switches up. Everything switches up. So pay attention, and we'll advise y'all on how the actual picks are going to go starting the playoff season, because it'll be less teams. So because they're less teams, we have to do more picking, more guessing, you know, passing, running, interceptions, who or what team going to have the most tackles, just everything. We're going to really try to trip y'all up. So you got to be focused and ready to go. You know what I mean? That's what's up.
That's a good thing.
Now, Tree, I'm serious, young. Your team, young, looking like the MASS unit. I'm serious, man. And I was like, when Deebo Samuels went down, I was like, oh my goodness. But I will admit that showed just how special, number one, Purdy, the quarterback, and the rest of your team is. Everybody was saying when the McCaffrey trade was made, what are they doing? Why are they going to get him? What, they don't need him. They just being greedy. They don't need. Listen, there's no such thing as greedy in the NFL. No such thing.
Okay.
Because you never know when or who you're going to use at any opportune time. So, to me, Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch made the right they made the right move at the right time. They made the right move at the right time. So, hats off to those guys. I'm not going to go as far as your man did, talking about Super Bowl and all that, because I truly feel and believe games are played one at a time, and each game has its own story. Each game has its
own story.
I had to gas it up. Well, you just gas yourself up. That's all.
Okay.
Everybody else still on the corner. You're the only one up
on
the moon
major,
on that one.
We got major injuries, though.
Yeah. Well, to keep playing.
But they said Deebo might be back. If we make it to the playoffs, Deebo and Garoppolo will be back. Both.
Yeah.
They both will be back.
I did.
Because neither one of them are getting surgery.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now
so that'll be a good
thing. Which leads me to question, are they not getting surgery because they want to be around for the playoffs, or can they actually heal and come back? Because if surgery is an option that they're talking on, then something is wrong. Something is out of place. And to say, oh, no, we don't need the surgery, you know, is that kind of careless on the player and the team's part? Because
100%. I don't think so, bro.
Okay.
That's what it is. What I mean when I say no is that it looked worse than what it really was after they did the x-rays and all that kind of stuff. Like, Jimmy got a high ankle sprain in two places. But Debo, he got a high ankle sprain in one place, and then I think something's going on with his knee. So I don't think it's to the point where they need to go in and fix something is what I'm saying. I think they just need to rehab it, and then they'll be okay.
Well, how are you going to get the twist and turn when he runs his routes? Like, if your knee messed up, how are you going to run your routes, you know, the routes you're supposed to run with a hurt knee? Like,
well,
make them turn.
That's what rehab is for. That's what I'm saying. That's what the rehab is for. The rehab is for his knee and his ankle for Debo.
And
that's
not just the
rehab.
And
if
he
don't get better,
rehab,
then they go from there.
Not just the rehab, them shots that they give them before the game, the action really kicks off. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't think that'll work.
It's amazing
in this
what you can
do. That wouldn't work in this situation. That shot wouldn't work in this situation because that shot would be doing more harm than anything. That shot is for like a temporary fix, like for like immediate. Mm-hmm. Like if he was going back in the game, like right now, going back in the game, then get the shot. But if you at home rehabbing, it's no sense of getting that shot. Just rehab.
Well,
yeah.
The shot. Can I say something real fast? I think the shot might be for when that playoff and the Super Bowl come.
Exactly.
I don't think it's because that. You know what I'm saying?
That shot
is
for pain toleration, for you to be able to tolerate the pain and play through it.
Right.
That's what that shot is for. So
they don't need him to do that right now.
Well, yeah, because it's still football. It's still football, and you're still going to have to endure certain hits and movements. And to some players, that's painful. It's painful. So they take that
shot.
But
that's what I'm saying. He's not playing. They took him out. So he's out of the game, out of everything. So he'll be rehabbing. You know what I mean? Like, he'll be rehabbing, period. It's no sense for him to even get that shot. He's not playing in the next game.
I'm talking about game day. Game day.
Oh, fact. Yes. Yes. He would probably need it, especially if he wasn't rehabbing. But they're going to keep him out. They're going to keep him out until we play, I mean, make it to the playoffs. Because I know we're going to make it to the playoffs. That's just in my brain, because you know, God bless you. That's just in my brain. Like,
yeah,
I always think we're gonna make it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I mean,
right.
A little bit could be on me.
I mean, you're supposed to.
Because my team.
Yeah. You're not wrong for thinking and saying that. I mean, just what are you supposed to say? Oh, my team ain't gonna make
it.
Nah. Any other way,
right.
You say that any other way, and I'm like, hold up. I'm calling
now,
yes on that. Yeah.
But he can have a shot, though. If he have the pain during rehab, they will give him a shot. You know, like you said, that's for inflammation and for pain.
Yeah, but
it depends on how
that
rehab goes.
That cortisone shot. Is when you're trying to go full strength for a long period of time. They're not doing that in rehab. They're not doing that. So
he would have. But
it's still for my thing is still for pain. I'm just saying if he's having pain during rehab and whatever thing they have to do, it depends on how his rehab going and all that. They can give him a shot for that because it is for pain. You know, so
Ted, I don't mean to cut you off, but that quarter, whatever shot it is, because we say cortisone, but they definitely getting something a little stronger than cortisone. But
they
what
get
I'm
definitely
saying,
getting something stronger than cortisone.
Right, but so what I'm saying is, it's no sense in doing that, giving him those types of medications because it's expected for you to be in pain. You know what I'm saying? When you're rehabbing. So that's why you got to do your pain management. You got to do your pain tolerance. You got to do all of those things so they can know what pain level you're at.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to just come
in
and start giving you shots for no for your pain. Just because you saying you were in pain,
yeah.
It don't work that
yeah.
like that. It don't. It just don't work like that.
Can I say something?
And I do know that. That's
go,
how
I
I've had two. I've had two total knee replacements. While you're rehabbing, they don't give you shots. They don't give you
yeah.
shots.
Mm-hmm.
The shots
yeah.
are for if you going right back in the game today, or
yeah.
you next week. Okay, after you went back in the game today, we still need you next week. So next week before the game, we're gonna shoot you up again and send you back
shoot
out
you
there.
Up again.
But like Sis was
mm-hmm.
saying, if we already know we're gonna make it to the playoffs, and our running back is at home rehabbing. That's what
mm-hmm.
he's doing. He's rehabbing. Now it's all up to him now to get ready, but he's rehabbing,
exactly.
so he's not gonna get any shots.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna get pain
nope.
medicine, but he's not gonna get any
mm-hmm.
shots.
The pain medicine that they give him is gonna be monitored, and it's gonna be somebody giving
exactly.
it to him, monitoring.
Yeah, I'm sure that, but I can't speak on the professional level what they do professional, but I've then had cortisone shots in my back. In my shoulder and in my knee, and I also been going through rehab doing those shots. So you know,
right.
I know they can give you and they will give you a shot if you're going through rehab, because I have had that. So, but like I say, I don't know how they work in their field or whatever and do this and that. So, but
right.
bottom line,
mm-hmm.
let's just say hoping he's healthy enough to play. You know, when the playoffs come and hope his rehab
exactly.
be successful. You know, so
exactly.
and then
exactly.
when he come back, hoping he's able to take them hits and what have you. So, you know.
And get up after the hit. He can take that hit
yeah.
and get up after the hit and take another one. If I need to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I feel you what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah,
but let me just say, Kirby
and
said he needs a shot right now. He needs a shot of Jack Daniel's single barrel.
I know that's right.
Why am I not surprised? Kyler Murray, he went down last night on one of those no contact type injuries, and
mm-hmm.
I was like, wow. You know, they showed the replay. And I kept looking for a hit or something that caused the injury to him. And it was just an awkward fall. It was nothing but an awkward fall. And this man is out of it, man. It had to be carted off. You know?
Yeah.
I'm just like, yo, football, man. Football, we can say what we want to say about it.
Any Sunday.
I was just about to say, one consistent is any given Sunday, Monday, or Thursday night. You know what I mean? Because
and this
it
week
was crazy.
Saturday.
Yeah, and this week Saturday, y'all. Yeah, don't we got four games on Saturday, right? Or three?
Yeah.
Is it three games?
Three
games on Saturday. Yeah. But I'm happy at this point, but I hate this point at the same time because it means that it's drawn to an end already, and it seemed like we just got started. With this year's football. So, you know, hey man, you know, what you gonna do? That's why I'm like telling Ronnie and anyone else, nah man, don't rush it. Don't rush it. We almost at the end of this thing. I don't wanna start talking Super Bowl until we get there. Right now we're at a point Exactly. And enjoy that one game at a time, man. Don't rush it. Don't rush it because I'm telling you, if you're not a baseball fan, a baseball purist, your TV will be cricket. The whole basketball, baseball, hockey, basketball, baseball, hockey season. You know,
and
football, exactly. So yeah, you know, just keep up, and enjoy what you're seeing. You know, and you know, let's get back to what we love, man. To what we love. Now, the Daniel Snyder update. As the Snyder turns, it just looked like the heat is picking up on him. It looked like the heat is picking up on him, and I for one, as a Washington fan, will say, good. I can't wait. Good. Throw the book at his hind part. Throw the book at him. Because Daniel Snyder has been everything except for a faithful owner. So, therefore, be everything except for a faithful fan. Get at him. And I'm trying to keep the language cool, so I'm not going to say all I want to say. But get at him, please. Please. It can't happen fast enough. At first, I was one of the people that was like, man, Dan, how many other owners are willing to spend like Dan spends, and how many other owners are willing to give like Dan gives? Dan is all right, man. Dan is a jerk. He's a jerk and a rear hole is what I'm going to say about Dan Snyder.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yeah, as soon as y'all get rid of that Bama, the better. Get rid of him. Seriously. I mean, the disrespect to the – I was reading the report on how they were what exactly took place with the young women that constituted disrespect. And I'm just like, wow, you know. I mean, I know when you have money, you feel like, you know, you can do whatever you want, however you want. But we're talking about human beings at the end of the day, man. We're talking about human beings at the end of the day. So for you to just neglect these people's feelings and their respect that is deserved, I hope you get everything you deserve. I really and truly do. And I hope when you're forced to sell, the new owner not wanting anything to do with the old, changes the name to Washington Red Wolf, and we can have us a wolf den, and every time the team does something good, interception, tackle for loss, sack, or whatever, we as fans join in and collectively give them a howl. You know what I mean? It'd be great. It'd almost be the equivalent of Pittsburgh's orange tile or yellow tile or whatever it is, like a yellow tile. Because no matter where you go, where Pittsburgh goes and plays, you see that towel everywhere, no matter where.
Terrible
towel.
Terrible towel. Not yellow, not orange. Terrible towel. Hey.
Are you finished? Are you finished?
Yes, sir. I'm finished. I'm finished, Commander,
you sure?
Sir.
You sure?
Are you
no
done
commander.
Or are you finished?
You know what I mean?
I'm finished.
Anyway, it will be almost the equivalent of the terrible towel. Wherever Pittsburgh goes, you see that towel. You see people waving that towel, twirling that towel. So now, wherever Washington would go, you would hear people howl. You would hear them howling. So, yeah, get that thing together. Get it right, man. Get it right. That's all I got to say. Treats is on you.
Hey, man. Listen, I hope and pray for Daniel Snyder. I do. I hope and pray for him. I hope that he finds somebody that's willing to buy his franchise. I hope he don't wait for them to push him all the way out. I just want him to go ahead and make it a smooth transition, get rid of the team, do what you got to do, and just move on so everybody can be cool. Everybody can be okay. That's what I hope for. That's what I really hope for. But I want to give this last word to 57.
Wow. Listen, I love everybody on Kel's Corner. Thank y'all for being here for me to have something to retreat to on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I know it's, and I don't mean this with no disrespect to anybody else or anything else, but as black people, sometimes we don't go to the doctor to get ourselves checked. We don't go to find out what's going on with us on a regular basis. And we need to start doing that. We need to start telling the loved ones in our lives to do that. One thing can lead to something else, and something else can lead to something that's totally irreversible. And then you find yourself worrying about the one you love. Kel always says, sometimes on the show, if they love you, they know. I can't remember how he said, but they should know you love them, and that's true. They should, but.
Right.
Don't make the mistake of making sure that they do. Let the people that you know, that you care about, let them know that you love them. Don't let them guess or be wondering about it. Make sure that they know every day. Because the people you love, anyway, just do that, please.
Yeah, no doubt.
We love you.
No doubt.
We love her as well.
Yeah.
I want to say...
That same goes, if you love them, they should already know. If you love them, they should already know. Go ahead, Teresa. I just felt a moment to say that. Go ahead.
No, that was good, because I was just getting ready to put you on the spot and ask you how did it go. So thank you for that. Mm-hmm. 57, we got you in our prayers. We know,
yes.
I'm just going to say, we know that something is bothering you. We know, I know, and we just got you in our prayers. Please, family, y'all know how we do when somebody hurting.
Yes.
All our prayer
yes.
warriors, we need them right now, okay? Happy
Thank
anniversary
you.
To myself and my husband. I just wanted to say that. And 57,
oh, yeah, happy anniversary.
Okay. Everything is going to be okay. Yep. Don't worry about
yeah,
that. Everything is going
to
be okay. Thank you, Ting. Thank you to the Kel's Corner family. I really appreciate it. Tang appreciates it as well. Tang, come in here. I wanted him to get on the show so he could see you, so people could see him. But I'm just going to go ahead and say what I need to say. You guys. I love you guys from the bottom of my heart to the top part of my heart. And he as well, you know. So Kel and Miss T would like to thank everyone. I mean everyone, everybody, even Auntie that we just met. We want to thank everyone. Kel, do you agree with me? We support everyone. We thank everyone for our support. Okay,
100.
I just wanted y'all to know that. Yes, yeah, I hear 100. Mm-hmm. Kel and Miss T would mm-hmm. also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday. Look, we love y'all more than we did yesterday, and we didn't even see y'all yesterday, but we was loving on y'all so much we couldn't wait to get here today, but and not as much as tomorrow. Kel and Miss T, we are here every. Listen, every Tuesday and Thursday, I don't care what the hiccup is, we'll make up the day. It'll be a Wednesday or a Friday. Y'all know how we do. Y'all know it. We're going to get them days in. We are here every day between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. Write it down, guys, and pass it out. Because y'all know we be having a ball over here at Kel's Corner. You guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner. You guys can follow us on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can log into blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. We want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody that supports us. Thank you guys for playing Lady T's Picks. Thank you guys for just being a part of Kale's Corner. I'm even saying thank you to my co-host for allowing me to be a co-host, okay? So thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you guys. Kale, you have the very last word.
Hey, man. It's redundant, but I'm going to say it anyway. If you love them, they should know. If you love them, they should know. And I'm hoping that you all, under the sound of our voice, DMV Kale, your host, Lady T, your co-host, understand and realize that this ain't number love. This ain't number love.
Yeah.
We can argue, we can disagree, but one thing we'll never be is apart. We'll never be apart. With that being said, Lord willing, Lord willing. With that being said, I'm going to say Merry Christmas to everyone. Have a great, great day. 57, bruh, if you feel the need, text me and call me, and we'll do like we do. All right? Everybody,
me too.
All right.
Holla job Thursday. Holla job Thursday. 3-6, Earth 2. Happy anniversary.
Congratulations,
Mom B. Mom B, you know what? Oh, Black Betty, Lamb a Lamb. You know what?